Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The daily prayers, zakat and fasting have many things in common. Have you thought about it? One of those common things is that they act as a protection for us. These acts of worship are a training ground for us to achieve the proximity of Allah. In one of his beautiful sermons, Amir al-Mu'mineen tells us, حَرَصَ اللَّهُ al-Mu'mineen. Allah protects and safeguards his believing servants بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ through the prayers and the zakah, وَمُجَاهَدَةِ الصِّيَامِ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْمَفْرُوضَاتِ and the efforts in fasting during the prescribed months. How do these three train us? تَسْكِينًا لِأَطْرَافِهِمْ. You know, if you notice our actions, you'll see that our body, our hands, for example, are very active the whole day, grabbing this, touching that and this, our fingers clicking away or swiping away, and same with our feet, we're walking here and there. Our tongue, we say things without really thinking if it's accurate or worthy of being said. But during the fasting days, suddenly your body feels more tranquil, at rest. Your hands are not so active. You don't really feel like talking so much. تَسْكِينًا لِأَطْرَافِهِمْ. Fasting brings your extremities, your hands and feet at rest. The Imam carries on, وَتَخْشِيًا لِأَبْصَارِهِمْ. Fasting makes you lower your gaze. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us through the fast in this way. Our actions come under our control. Use this opportunity of the month of Ramadan to monitor your actions and pay attention to what you say and what you do. The hadith carries on, inshallah we'll look at it tomorrow.